The Arkansas River starts here, about 10 miles north of Leadville, as a trickle running off some of the highest peaks in the continental United States.
11,002. Yep, and it's all downhill from here.
Gary Hanks is water commissioner up here. He's an affable, gray-haired fellow, retired school teacher, who's now in charge of a precious commodity, one that comes down from the mountains, normally.
You would see some snow, especially the higher up, you would see snow-capped peaks and water rushing down.
And this year's just kind of dribbling.
Yeah, it's not even dribbling down. I can't see any right now.
And the drought intensifies just downstream.
So I'm going to take this pipe wrench, and I'm going to shut this guy off.
Hanks and I have come to a head gate, two big steel valves set in concrete at a bend in this rocky trout stream. One's already closed. Now they both are. And a rancher downstream is out of luck.
He wasn't getting very much to start with. Now he's not going to get any.
Because every drop of water in this river is spoken for. And just downstream from here, it's used mainly for tourism, fishing, and rafting.
Dig it in, friends. Dig it in. 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 Bump. Nice job.
Andy Ninus is guiding a rubber raft full of tourists in orange helmets through Royal Gorge, where the Arkansas River is cut through 1,000 feet of pink granite. He runs Echo Canyon, a big outfitter.
And that was Wall Slammer. Rafting is the summertime of skiing when you're talking about Colorado. Ford Two Heart?
Rafting's big business on the Arkansas, and business is down. Ninus blames the forest fires more than the water levels, but the river is low.
So here we have the South Canyon Ditch, and just downstream in a moment we have the hydraulic ditch, and essentially the Arkansas River is just a little bit smaller right now. Wow, Ford Hard, Ford Hard. And I am probably going to have to get out and push. Ford Hard, let's keep going hard, hard.
Sorry, all the guys. Water in the river is allocated based on seniority. The older the water claim, the higher the priority. Canyon City, at the mouth of the Royal Gorge, where the river slows and sets off across the plains, holds one of the best claims. But even here, Bob Hartzman with the Municipal Water Department worries that their river water will soon be cut off.
Our water rights have never been called out. That just shows you how things have changed over these last 100 years.
When the call does come, it'll be from 50 miles downstream near Avondale, Colorado, where agriculture rules.
You see cows that are starting to trot and run towards us?
They're in a hurry.
Dan Henrich, standing here in a faded cowboy hat and freshly won rodeo belt buckle, runs Longhorn cattle out here on the wide open plains just east of the Rockies. It's desert dry normally, and this year's been doubly arid and brutally hot. Pale brown, sun-broiled scrublands surround this valley, yet this pasture is green. Fields of thirsty watermelon and corn flourish a few miles away, all thanks to the river.
We are standing at the confluence or the head gates of the Highline Canal on the Arkansas River.
Here, most of what's left of the Arkansas River spills into rusty steel gates and pours down a straight, grass-lined canal. The Highline holds a very old claim and is still running strong, but most irrigation canals are dry, leaving miles and miles of crops to wither.
This corn right here is dead, and you can see by the cracks in the ground how dry it is.
Travel 100 miles east down the river, and you'll find Dale Mock, who runs a big farming and cattle operation on the scorched plains of Lamar, Colorado. The canal that four generations of his family have relied on for irrigation dried up last March.
The Fort Line Canal is a canal that started in 1860. This is the first time that we went to zero before the 4th of July. That's just something that's just, in 152 years, has never happened.
Mock will salvage much of this year's corn crop, chopping it up for cattle feed. But he says the drought shows just how tenuous farming is on the Arkansas River in eastern Colorado.
My water comes from 200 miles away on top of a mountain down a dirt ditch to get to my farm. When water gets short, that's not very economical. And so the guy irrigating out of the Arkansas River, his days are numbered.
On east, another 70 miles, and the Arkansas has crossed into Kansas, where It's spelled the same, but pronounced differently. Standing down here, just south of Lake in Kansas, under a bridge that purports to span the Arkansas River. However, there's no river down here, not even a hint of water. Just dry sand stretching for miles. And there's a rotting deer carcass. A couple of guys shooting guns. Jaron Bell here and his friend are both 16, Lakin boys.
Does it ever seem kind of depressing that there's no water in this river?
Sometimes. It'd be nice to come down here and play in it when it's hot.
It's hot today.
Yeah.
Heat has been a major factor in this drought. June out here was the hottest on record, and the searing temps haven't abated at all this month. They've killed more than just row crops. Even tough native grasses, the ones naturally adapted to this harsh climate, are dying. That starves beef cattle and ranches here of their primary nourishment and upends an ancient business model practiced for generations by Southwest Kansas ranchers.
My name is Nathan Pike, and we're located 10 miles south of Mineola in the grass country.
Ranch life seems to agree with Nate Pike. He's rough and spry despite a host of maladies and serious injuries over his 78 years. He's lived and raised cattle on the squinty, low hills here since the Dust Bowl.
Well, I was born in a drought, and I've been through several. But this one is probably the most damaging one I've seen. I've never seen buffalo grass die, and it has.
Empty rolling prairie stretches for miles in all directions from a rise on Pike's ranch, where he kneels to touch a sea of stubby, burnt grass, dried almost to the shade of his straw cowboy hat.
You can see what we're up against. This old stuff is no good at all, and we're in a fire hazard.
Pike had to sell off the bulk of his cattle. He couldn't feed them. He's got fewer now than at any time in the last 50 years. And since he sold, cattle prices have gone up. As for what that means for his future or for rebuilding the family cattle operation,
we don't know. We got to get some rain. That's what we got to get.
But there's no rain in the immediate forecast, just parching triple-digit highs as the worst drought in memory along the Arkansas River Basin intensifies. Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.